Just the fact that the 10 lepers were in a place that was probably crowded with people who were seeing Jesus and following Jesus and just being in his presence, just the fact that they were in that group was already breaking Jewish law. And so you can imagine that these 10 lepers sort of created a bubble around themselves because nobody wanted to be anywhere near them where they could possibly have a chance touch of them, because then they too would become ritually unclean. So all of a sudden, from this crowd, you have this space around the lepers, and then you have this space between the lepers and Jesus Christ. Go, show yourselves to the priests. That's all it took. And I wonder how he said it. Because again, there's a crowd, there's noise. Anybody been to a tailgate lately? That's probably what it was like when Jesus was around. You know, he had his posse, he had people with him all the time, and there were people always around listening, wanting to hear what he had to say, crowding, trying to be close to him. But those lepers heard him, so I wonder what voice Jesus Christ used when he said to them, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." Because I have this idea that Jesus' voice could be very powerful, very, very powerful and incisive and cut through all sorts of noise when he wanted it to. And I also think that there were times when Jesus, quite frankly, just whispered and was heard just as powerfully. So I don't know. I guess it's, you know, neither here nor there. Maybe that's one of the questions I'll get answered when I get to heaven, if I get to heaven. But the point is they left. And so on the way, they figured out that they were cleansed, and they continued on to the priests to show them, because each one of those people were about to get their lives back. We don't know what the other 10, who they were. There was one who was a Samaritan. One of them could have been a Jewish scribe. One of them could have been a Pharisee. One of them could have been the mother of two children, married and living in a home until it was discovered that she had leprosy. We don't know. We do know that those 10 people formed their own community, a community that was bound together by the fact that they were outcast, marginalized people who no one would have any contact with. That's what joined them together, even the Samaritan. None of that mattered when all you have is the other 9 people to hold you up and care for you and be supportive and maybe just help you be. I wonder if there are in our lives places where we feel that way. Or are there people that we have treated that way in our lives? You need to give them a wide berth. I'm going to go the other way. There is a story about St. Francis of Assisi, one of my favorite saints. He didn't like lepers much. And so he was on a path one day, and in his day, lepers had to ring bells so that people knew they were coming and they could take a path other ways. Well, Francis was stuck. And he heard the leper coming closer and closer and closer and closer. And he was looking for a way to get out of the path so he could go another way, and there weren't none. So at some point in time, he confronts the leper. He hears in his heart of hearts, "Embrace the leper." Right. Embrace the leper. in that voice that Jesus Christ uses that pierces everything, embrace the leper. So Francis did. And of course, the rest of the story is that he turned into Jesus Christ. Francis was embracing Jesus Christ in the story. I wonder how many times in our lives when we have been confronted with that situation and we hear in our hearts, embrace the leper. And the question is, do we? And I will tell you that if we do, we will be embracing Jesus Christ. It's never easy to do that. It's never easy to confront our fears and the challenges that make us who we are and create our culture. It's never easy to embrace a migrant who hasn't showered in days, hasn't eaten anything in days, and is afraid. But we have sent people down to the border to do that. And I will tell you that every single one of them came back changed. I will also tell you that you don't have to go to Texas or Albuquerque or any place to find the lepers of our world. They're here. They're all around us. And so I would invite you to think about that this week. Have there been times in my life when I was confronted with a leper and I didn't meet the challenge? Because Jesus Christ is telling us that that's what we have to do. That's what we're called to do. Paul says it to Timothy. He remains faithful always to us. He loves us always, beyond all telling. And so the question and the challenge is, how do we respond to that love? And if Jesus invites us, how do we respond to the invitation?